Frustrated onlookers urged police officers to charge into the Texas elementary school where a gunman's rampage killed 19 children and two teachers, the AP writes. As investigators worked to track the massacre that lasted up to 40 minutes and ended when the 18-year-old shooter was killed by some guy who literally said, blank this, I'm taking care of it myself. But all we hear from people, oh, chain of command, oh, protocol, oh, scene, everybody gotta be done. You're wrong. Sorry. Now, if you obviously you probably don't listen to this show, so you might not be upset. But I got lots of things to say about it right now. These cops, like the coward who hid behind a staircase in Parkland and listened to kids die, they want the uniform, they want the badge, they want the gun, they want the 15% off at Applebee's. They want everybody to be like, ooh, thank you for your service, officer. You're such a brave person. And they want to bully you during COVID, and they want to invade a bar in Odessa, Texas, with an APC and MP5s ready to take out a bunch of people who wanted to get a beer during lockdown. They didn't have to wait for protocol then, did they? No, they didn't. When they were busting into gyms and throwing business owners on the floor because they wouldn't wear a face diaper, nobody was concerned about protocol then. They didn't wait 40 minutes to assess the situation at that point, did they?
Oh, they gotta wait, guys. It's gonna be a difficult situation.
Unbelievable with you people. Simp, simp, simp. These people put a boot on your neck and you say, oh, just, could you use like a different tread next time? 40 minutes. It does not take 40 minutes to assess the situation. But we have to realize that police officers do not have to protect you.
What? They say protect and serve on their cars, Richard. Of course they have to protect me.
Not according to the SCOTUS. DeShawnee versus Winnebago County Department of Social Services and the landmark Castle Rock v. Gonzalez. Supreme Court said that the police do not have a constitutional duty to protect you from personal harm. You saw that take place in Uvalde, Texas. The police didn't have a duty to protect those kids, so you know what? They didn't. Enough with your simping for police officers. Enough.
Oh, protocol.
Kids are getting massacred.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Until it's safe for me, the police officer who has body armor and helmets and cameras, until it's safe for me, we're all going to sit back here and listen to your kids get slaughtered. Now, I know some of you guys are getting ready. You're cracking your knuckles and you're like, Richard, I'm about to blow your... I'm going to keyboard warrior you. Uh-uh, no, you're not. Because guess what? This was all supposed to change after Columbine. We were told in 2018 on the 20th anniversary of Columbine. I got an article from CNN right here. How Columbine changed the way police respond to mass shootings. They rush straight to the gunfire. That's the first line in the CNN article. And they said in this FBI review, the stark and important lessons learned from the Columbine response was that responding officers would set up secure perimeter and wait. And what is this guy, FBI agent, I don't know, Paul, I'm making up his first name, but Mr. Galileo said. What does he say? He said this in 2018. FBI agent Galileo. Nowadays, what we do is we go to the sound of the guns. You get one, two, three, four people together. We're trained. We use particular formations. They call it, in law enforcement circles, It is called rapid deployment, you simps for cops. It is in their training to rapidly deploy to the sound of gunfire to end it. Not sit there, look at your parents while your kids are getting murdered and go, I'm sorry, it's not safe for me. It's not safe for me as a police officer to go in there, so we're going to wait for the situation. But you guys want to sit there and simp for him. You got Mike can't even be like, oh, no, chain of command. According to the FBI in 2018, there is no chain of command on a mass shooting. The first four that get there, saddle up and get them. That's what the FBI said. And guess what? The Spokane Police Department yesterday, you know what they said? Whoa. We don't do that. No. Officer Nick Briggs of the Spokane Police Department said, oh, we go in when we hear gunshots, we go to the guns. We don't wait. So you guys who are giving the, you gotta wait. I'm sorry. What are the tactical Tommies? Sorry, Justin. What are our tactical Tommies with $50,000 worth of tactical gear that they buy from the U.S. military? What are they doing? Oh, they're going to march in the parade. Look at all my gear. It's so cool. Oh, man. What? Somebody's going to get shot? I ain't going in there.
Hey, now. Our stuff's got to look pretty when we're in the parades, man.
Right? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pick on you, Tommy.
Laugh at that one. You're right.
You know what? You guys, how much tactical military gear do they show off? And what was that gear used for during a scene where parents' worst nightmare? It was used on the parents. Not the kid who had $2,000 Daniel Defense firearms, which is a lot of Wendy's paychecks, by the way. Body armor, and he had an Ecotec, if that's the name of it. I'm in a bit of a rant right now, so the names of things may go here. He had an EOTech sight, and our the thin blue line. Yeah, the thin blue line was set all right around the school until it was safe for them. The FBI says you get to an active shooting scene, you go to the guns. Spokane, Washington revealed their plan for mass shootings. We don't sit around, we go there. Everybody went after that coward in Parkland who sat behind the stairs. And you people still want to simp for cops who put the boot on your neck. Golly, I've been boiling about this all morning. Now, you good cops are probably just as boiled as I am. Because obviously there was one good cop. It was the Border Patrol agent who's sitting here watching everybody eat Ali's donuts as they're trying to figure out a strategy while kids are getting murdered. And he's like, nope, I'm done with this. I'm going to go do what I wanted to do, which was save lives. You guys can all eat your Ali's donuts and Starbucks and look at the maps of the school for 15 more minutes while you tell the parents who are listening to their kids getting murdered that it's not safe yet. You know who it's not safe for? The kids getting murdered. And you people simp. God, what? You say, oh, chain of command. Oh, protocol. It's not safe. No kidding, it's not safe. That's why you're there. But then again, as I said earlier, the police actually don't have that job because SCOTUS told them they don't. The cops, honestly, were completely constitutionally correct in their assessment. They sat there, they let those kids die because they do not have a constitutional duty to protect you. But you have to give your guns up, by the way. You got to give your guns up, by the way. You people want to sit here and you want to simp for police officers after what they've done for 3 years.